It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, Pittsburgh-based Michael Baker International has landed a contract with Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport to use drones to inspect runway conditions. The hope is to provide daily inspections in the future. The process would collect large data sets that could be analyzed for changes and used for maintenance planning. A Burger King ad has revealed the hackability of voice assistant technology. The fast food chain's 15-second television ad included an announcer saying, "Okay, Google," and asking a question about the Whopper. In many homes, the device obediently began reading the burger's ingredients, effectively extending the commercial. Security firm Gartner, digital analyst Earl Perkins says it's a wake-up call and a harbinger of things to come. This week, the Tech Report keeps our hands busy. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of educational apps available for kids these days, but research shows many children learn better with hands-on activities. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed reports on a new class of games that seek to combine the best of both worlds.
Nesra Yenier says, growing up in Turkey, school was kind of boring.
The education system was based on memorization, so I always thought that it should be different and it should be helping kids understand the reasons rather than like memorizing facts.
When Yenier was working on her PhD at Carnegie Mellon University, she wanted to find ways to make learning more engaging, and she struck upon the idea of pairing digital applications with real-world educational toys.
So our research with over 200 children has shown that our system improves children's learning by 5 times compared to equivalent tablet or computer games.
Now a postdoctoral fellow, Yenier showed off that system at the Human Computer Interaction Institute's open house last month. Yenier's game, called Norilla, teaches physics at an elementary school level. The digital app instructs children to place two different towers onto what Yenier calls an earthquake table.
First, there's a gorilla character, and he asks the users to make a prediction about what's going to happen. So they get to place their towers, and then they make a prediction about which tower will fall first.
Kids have to consider how tall each tower is, how big the base is, and whether it's top-heavy. Then they push a button, and the table shakes.
Good job. Your hypothesis was correct. Why do you think the left tower fell first?
Kids can also build their own towers and complete challenges.
One of the things that we know is that everybody learns best when brains are fully engaged.
That's Jesse Shell, CEO at Shell Games on the South Side.
Being hands-on and being tactile is a good way to engage another dimension of the brain.
The company sells a game called Happy Atoms, which marries a traditional molecular modeling set with a Pokemon Go-style app.
Instead of can you catch all the Pokemon, it's can you build all the molecules.
Shell says these kinds of hybrid physical-digital toys aren't a fad. They're the beginning of a long-term trend, particularly when it comes to the Internet of Things, which is the embedding of internet connectivity in everyday objects like your thermostat or your child's toys.
Toys and games usually are first in terms of technology because they can afford to be imperfect. And so if you care about this idea of the Internet of Things, you should watch the toy market closely because that's where all the innovations are going to show up first.
Happy Atoms came out in late 2016, and Shell says so far sales are strong. And as a fellow at CMU, Nesra Yenier has plans to turn her research project into a marketable toy. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.
And that's this week's Tech Report. I'm Mark Newbar, 90.5 WESA News.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.